Straight Talk About Vision Loss with Mark Riccobono.
Welcome to Straight Talk About Vision Loss. Thank you for joining us again for a special holiday edition and interview here from the Jernigan Institute. First, let me begin by extending our warmest holiday greetings from myself and all of the other staff here at the Jernigan Institute for all of you who watch us on the internet and who are supporters of the work that happens here and across the country in the National Federation of the Blind. Thank you so very much for watching our program and for believing in the work that we're doing across the country to change what it means to be blind. We have a very special guest that I am really excited to have the opportunity to interview here today. And we're going to be talking about a program that we're doing for the second year in a row, really a partnership with the North Pole, you might say. And our guest has taken a few minutes out of his busy schedule to fly by and talk to us about how we are making sure that blind children can fully enjoy the holidays along with their sighted peers. So let's go meet our guest. Santa Claus, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you, Mark. I'm delighted to be here, and Merry Christmas to you and to everyone out there.
Well, thank you very much, Santa. It is a pleasure to have you here, and I know you're very busy, so we're going to jump right in. Can you talk to us a little bit about what this partnership with the National Federation of the Blind means to you? This is the second year that we're collaborating to get these letters out to blind children.
The second of many years, I hope, Mark. What this partnership means to me is that we can share the joy of Christmas with all of the blind and vision impaired children out there across the land through letting them have access to letters in Braille that I respond to when they send us letters to the National Federation of the Blind. It's a way of making sure that everyone out there has universal access to a Braille letter from me if that's what they would like. And it's an opportunity to show that with use of Braille, blind children can be independent and self-supporting and engaged and able to participate in all of the traditional aspects of Christmas that are normally taken for granted by everyone else.
Now, Santa, we are already sending many, many letters out, and you're responding to them.
Over 40 in the last week.
Yes. What kind of messages do you see from blind children, and how does it compare to other children?
You know, Mark, I think that the thing to note about blind children that I've seen in the letters so far is that they're pretty much like everybody else. I think the interests of blind children are as universal and as diverse as children all across the world. The only major difference between blind children and those who have vision is, in fact, their sight. Their goals, their aspirations, their dreams are similar, and they are as diverse as the rest of the community at large.
And Braille. Certainly you have seen the impact that Braille has in this country and across the world. Can you give us some straight talk about Braille from your perspective?
Braille is basically the equivalent code that blind children use, which gives them access to the written word, as opposed to what kids use in print.
Excellent. Now, the partnership that we have, you specifically sought out the National Federation of the Blind. Can you talk to us a little bit about why the National Federation of the Blind?
Well, Mark, I think that's a pretty simple answer. The NFB is the largest, most compelling organization of blind consumers in the country. You have the largest programs, the largest membership, and you represent the broadest point of view in the blindness community of any other organization doing work in the field of the blind today. And so it made sense, so that we could reach as many people as possible, that we partner with the most influential, most powerful organization of the blind operating in the field today.
Much like Santa Claus is in the toy realm, I think.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, my last question, Santa Claus, I know you're very busy, is This partnership is made possible by the thousands of members of the National Federation of the Blind who help to make what we do at the Jernigan Institute possible. What message would you like to send to them and the work they do in this holiday season?
I think the message I want to convey, Mark, is one that I convey to everybody every year, and that's that everyone should enjoy a wonderful, rewarding, and warm Christmas holiday. I wish Merry Christmas to everybody. And I'd also like to say that this program is really important. Promote Braille in your communities, in your neighborhoods, in your schools. Let people know that Braille is the means of accessing the written word for blind kids. But take the promise of Braille, combine it with the joy of Christmas, and have a wonderful and merry, merry Christmas.
Certainly the joy in the National Federation of the Blind is much like the joy that you spread across the world. So thank you very much for that. And Santa Claus, I want to let people know that they can find information about our Letters from Santa Claus collaboration here at nfb.org or by sending a request to National Federation of the Blind, Santa Claus Letters, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Just send your request in where you want the letter to be sent to, the age of the child, and a Braille letter will come back to you written directly from Santa Claus.
My Perkins fingers are ready to go. Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you very much, Santa Claus, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.